this is, I guess I'll start off by telling you that I will, I treated this symposium the same way I generally treat my requests when I get from lawyers or whatever. I'm reluctant. Some of the things that I guess I thought about since what last summer or so when we had some discussions about how to put this together is that I work for the taxpayers. In my case, I work for some county funds, state funds, federal funds, all of which pretty much is tax money in my case. I am not a state specialist. By that, I mean I'm actually a regional or a extension field specialist, maybe the best way to put it. And as a result, I pretty much kind of have respect and really think that both sides of the parties probably are right in some way or another. So I try and avoid being an expert witness. So anyway, let's take a look at what I've got here. First, I try and lay out to you all, as I would to anyone else, I am an expert. I am an agronomist. I'm pretty broad in my agronomy background, but I am. I'm currently an associate professor at Ohio State University, Department of Extension. I co-lead an agronomic crops team. In my world, whatever, I've got about 30 or 40 people I can go to where I get even more information if I'm a little bit weak on something. I am also a little bit of alphabet soup there, certified professional agronomist, certified crop advisor as well. Like I said, I am a professional, consider myself so. In the past, county ag extension agent, ag educator, and that's my one count of court case actually came out as a result of that. And then worked in the industry for about, 18, 19 years, whatever, for Monsanto, BSF, Calgene there, BSF, Wyandotte, and some of those also brought me in contact with situations, problems, concerns, and near court experiences, which I avoided at that point. Turns out it's more difficult to avoid than I thought. Legal experience. I am not a lawyer. I try and make everybody understand that right up front. I did, in my undergraduate degree program, did take a business law course, so I have this much information, knowledge of what it takes to be a lawyer. And that by that, I'm pressing my two fingers together, meaning it's really nothing there. I looked at it as a course designed to help farmers more than help an expert witness. As I said, worked for the industry, public institution since 1975, 35 plus years. Over that time period, I had frequent calls, six, eight, 10, 12, 20 calls a year to evaluate potential legal problems. Crop production issues, spills, and this may be chemical spills, drift complaints, misapplication, overapplication, seed quality issues, compaction issues, and rental agreements, and that's how I got involved somewhat with my most recent pushback on some lawyers, whatever, from a Midwest city in Ohio. Also, and this again, not to show any legal expertise, but I have served as a chairman of our township zoning board for over 20 years, and in Ohio, that's effectively you act as a judge. Any decisions that we make go to a judge to be overturned if it comes to that. In that, I try and be respectful of the folks who bring the concerns to the township and really try not to be a lawyer there either, but just some of the things that come up. But in that, I guess serving as that township zoning chairman, lots of interaction with the county and even state legal entities and judges and lawyers as well. So I'm a one in court experience. I was invited by a local dairy farmer to sit and discuss an over-application of fertilizer. It's one of those things where we have a publication printed and put out by Ohio State University. All three of the folks who were authors were all retired, mostly gone from Ohio, not really involved anymore. They wanted a local expert to come into the court, kind of explain why this was an overapplication. So I sat with the farmer, sat with the lawyer, 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 sat with the lawyer. And if you didn't get the idea, I need to tell you, I sat a lot with this lawyer. For him, he was pretty ignorant of anywhere close to the discussion we were having. So he kept calling me back. I repeatedly told him, when he would ask, "Will you come and speak at trial?" And I repeatedly said, "No, that's not really what I want to do," because in my case, I knew both the farmer and the retailer in this case involved. I didn't really want to get between them. And in this case, the farmer was being sued by the local retailer for not paying his bill, which I thought, why do you need an expert in soil fertility or growing a crop, whatever, when it's about whether or not you paid the bill? And so I kept pushing back, said, "You really need to settle this some other way." So I provided advice to the lawyer on university recommendations for nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. It was a dairy farm. You can guess what his fertility levels were. The retailer was continued to apply nutrients. Some cases, in my opinion, there might have been some ethical issues, but I didn't think, and again, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a judge either, but I didn't think there was any real issues there related to NPK. It's whether or not he owed the money. And after all my pushing back, and this is probably over a period of a year to 2 years, I got a subpoena. Those of you who haven't had one of those, it's a bit of a shock. And so you call the lawyer and you go, "What is this?" And they go, "Oh yeah, we want to bring you in." I told you I don't want to be in. So anyway, so my court experience. These are my observations, whatever, and they follow some up with a couple that have already come up, which I'm kind of glad to hear that. To me, the jury was ignorant of agriculture. The judge was too. And to me, they really weren't concerned about, you know, some of those facts related to the direction I was going. And again, from my standpoint, you know, it was about the money, not about nutrient management. I work from science, facts, research, you know, some understanding. I'll admit that soil fertility is not an exacting science. But the jury, you know, couple of good points that I brought up, they just didn't even come close to understanding. And so they did not really take into any consideration any of the facts that I was trying to share with them. Judge is in charge. Happens to be a judge I knew, you know, it's a county judge. He and I had interacted at some other events, things like that, so I knew him somewhat. In that courtroom, that judge is in charge, and I don't think there was any doubt about that. He knew it, certainly, and we certainly had no difficult interaction before that, but it was obvious in that room that, you know, he knew that he was in charge. I'm an educator. I was when I worked in industry as an agronomy tech person, whatever, certainly as an associate professor and extension educator. Now I live my life to try and share a little bit of education. In the courtroom, there's not a lot of opportunity for education. In my case, at least, it was pretty quick, pretty dirty, and you're done, get out of here. Oh, and by the way, the clerk, again, who I know, on the way out says, "Fill out this form so you can get your $12. That was to be my fee for my court appearance. Again, I work for tax money, taxpayers, so the lawyer, the farmer, none of them thought that there was any need to discuss any remuneration beyond that court appearance fee. So lessons learned. Again, this kind of goes back to my 30-plus years of being narrowly involved with some of these legal issues. You know, push the parties to settle out of court. I say somewhere here below that someone is at fault and it's obvious, maybe not always so obvious, but for me, most of the cases I've been, called to kind of have a discussion about has been, you know, the drift. You know, somebody sprayed a herbicide and it came across the fence row and it killed whatever on this side of the fence. To me, it's pretty obvious that something like this happened and it came from here and it went that way and yeah, it's dead. And so when they talk about suing or something like that, I go, just call the insurance company. You settle. So like I said, for me, in many cases I've been called out, there's obviously some issue at point, and there's the fault. Let's point it out. This next one comes from my youngest daughter, and she taught me this well as she was growing up, but law is not logical. I work from research, from fact, from, you know, whatever. To me, you know, there's a logical progression to go from here to here to there. Law is not that way. It's what the statutes say that's more important than what's actually, you know, some logical reason behind it. This next one comes from my experience in as a township committee person. People lie. I'll admit I tell some tales at times, but certainly would not do it in a courtroom or something like that, and certainly would not do it to, you know, kind of manipulate things. The people lie. I don't like that. As a result, you know, some things can happen that I'm not really in charge of, and I don't like that. This next one, you are not an expert in court procedures. Again, I said earlier, you know, this is how much I am a lawyer. It's nothing. It's very, 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 very limited. I did look at some of the, I guess, some recent discussion about some being an expert witness, whatever. And what was it? Some other person said, most citizens get their understanding of how a court works and how law works from television. And that's not necessarily how it works. So anyway, I am not certainly an expert in court procedures. And then, again, I'm an educator, so education will have to take place outside the courtroom, which is why I would say, you know, let's sit down and discuss this before we ever get to the court point. So anyway, do it someplace else. Value, compensation, whatever. Anyone who is thinking about, and there aren't enough young people in the audience today who maybe who's thinking about this, but your information is valuable. Your recommendations are valuable. There should be some agreement up front, you know, what that value is. If you are somehow drug in the court against your wishes, or you wish to specialize as a court expert, and I appreciate that there are experts who do this, I'm willing to see you be well paid, especially if I don't have to be there. So anyway, but agree that money up front, and it should be in line with what the lawyer's making. Because you're every bit, I guess I'll look at Aaron here, but you're every bit an expert as what the lawyer friend behind you is. It just happens to be a different field. And so there's great value in that. So you know, it comes to some determination early on what that value is. And again, back to me in a university position, we work for the taxpayers. Yeah, there's cases when we may be brought into some things, you know, on a contract basis, something like that. But for the most part, we're working for taxpayers. And that was my last slide. And I am complete. I told you I'd try to be brief. Thank you.